Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump is pushing back on criticism he did not strongly denounce white supremacy at the presidential debate Tuesday. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports Trump has been facing pressure to denounce right-wing groups that have engaged in violent counter-protests in U.S. cities.
President Trump says he does not know anything about the far-right group that he was asked to condemn at the debate. Trump told the group called the Proud Boys to stand down and stand by. Trump now says he meant they should allow law enforcement to take the lead. He said he does not condone white supremacy.
I've always denounced any form of any of that you have to denounce.
But critics charge that Trump has been much more forceful and unequivocal in his condemnation of political opponents on the left than he has been when it comes to far-right racists. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
With the clock ticking down on federal requirements to retain employees, the nation's major airlines today are issuing a last-ditch appeal to members of Congress to come up with additional money for the industry. Hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic, airlines received $25 billion in initial federal help. Now the industry is asking for another $25 billion in assistance. But a new round of coronavirus relief remains bottled up on Capitol Hill. When the deadline expires tomorrow, the airlines will be allowed to lay off workers, and many already say they plan to do that. American says it will begin furloughing around 19,000 employees. United says it plans to cut nearly 12,000 jobs. Firefighters in Northern California are making only modest progress on a wildfire burning largely out of control in wine country. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports the weather forecast has fire crews worried.
The next 36 hours could be rough as a potential increase in strong, erratic winds, what's called a red flag warning, threatens to push the glass fire in a southeasterly direction back down the Napa and Sonoma valleys. CAL FIRE Deputy Chief Jonathan Cox says that possibility has crews scrambling ahead of winds that he says will severely test the fragile fire lines.
So that is highly concerning for us, and the reason what we've called in additional resources and really are trying to take an opportunity over the next 24 hours to reinforce the lines that we do have and really prep the structures and areas that are under evacuation.
A low-hanging smoke layer is also severely limiting what fixed-wing and helicopter craft can do to help the more than 2,000 firefighters on the ground. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
Kentucky judge has apparently agreed with State Attorney General Daniel Cameron's office to hold off until Friday on delaying audio recordings of secret grand jury proceedings into the police killing of Breonna Taylor. Cameron's spokesperson today announcing the judge granted a shorter delay, giving the attorney general only till noon Friday. He had asked for a week. Taylor was shot and killed at a Louisville home as police were executing a narcotics search warrant. On Wall Street today, the Dow is up 329 points. This is NPR. Republican lawmakers in Pennsylvania are creating a GOP-controlled election integrity committee to investigate preparations in that state for the November election. As Emily Brevity from member station WITF reports, Democrats say the move is an attempt to hinder efforts to prepare for a safe and fair vote in the battleground state.
Democrats and nonpartisan good government groups are particularly concerned that the new committee would have the power to subpoena state and local election officials. They say pulling workers away from the task at hand to testify or produce documents could compromise the preparations required for voting during a pandemic. Suzanne Almeida is with Common Cause PA.
This is an attempt to undermine the existing election infrastructure in the state and cast unwarranted doubt on Pennsylvanians' ability to vote in safe, secure, and accessible elections.
Governor Tom Wolf, a Democrat, called the committee a partisan attack on election administrators. For NPR, I'm Emily Previty in Harrisburg.
Authorities say they've arrested a man in connection with the shooting of two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies as they sat in their squad car. District Attorney Jackie Lacey today saying attempted murder charges have been filed against 36-year-old Deontay Lee Murray in connection with the shootings. Murray was arrested 2 weeks ago in connection with a separate carjacking. The deputies were wounded on a September 12th shooting incident that was recorded on surveillance video. They've since been released from the hospital and are recovering at home. Crude oil futures prices closed higher today, oil ending the session up 93 cents a barrel to close at $40.22 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.